Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 24th Perek of Hilchos Shabbos. We have a slightly new topic now. After having gone through all the different shvusin, rabbinic enactments, in order to protect somebody from coming to actually do malacha, either because the act makes it look like you're doing malacha, or because it can somehow lead to do malacha. In this Perek, we're discussing things which are forbidden to do on Shabbos, not because of their association with malacha, but rather because they violate the spirit of keeping Shabbos a holy day designated for Hashem. Halacha Aleph. There are certain things which are forbidden to do on Shabbos, even though they aren't comparable to Malacha, and they don't bring you to come to do Malacha. Therefore, why were they forbidden? Because the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Im tashiv mishabbos raglecha asos chavatzecha biyom kadshi, v'ne'emar v'chibato mi'asos derechecham v'mtzochev tzecha v'daber davar." If you hold back because of Shabbos from pursuing your own desires on my holy day, Hashem says, and you honor it from going after your regular ways, attending to what you want to do, and speaking about things which are not holy, so then you'll have sanctified the day. So we have to withhold from those various things. Lefikach, asur la'adam lahalich b'chafatza b'shabbos. Therefore, it is forbidden for a person to go about doing his own mundane concerns on Shabbos. V'afilu daber b'hen, even to talk about them. Kigon she'edaber im shutafo ma'yim kor l'machar, such as if he were to say to his partner what we should sell tomorrow, o ma'yikner, what they're going to buy, o heich even buy is there, how you're going to build this house, b'yiz etzchor yilich l'makom ploni, or about which merchandise of yours you need to bring to a certain place. Kol zeh kiyoti bo asur. Anything like this is forbidden. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says, v'daber davar, dibor asur, yirhu mutter. The Pasuk says, you shouldn't speak about these things, so speech itself is forbidden. Though, in your own thoughts, that is permitted. Halacha beis. Asur l'adam lifkod ginosa ustosa b'shabes, k'di liros mahin trichin oheich hein pirosehen. A person is forbidden to go to his orchards, to his gardens, to his fields, to go and see how they're doing, to determine what they might need and how the fruits are growing. Because when you go there, you're doing it for your own mundane needs. It's also forbidden for a person to go to the end of the boundary where he's allowed to walk on Shabbos and wait there until Shabbos is over, in order so that way he'll be closer to the needs of his which he needs to take care of as soon as Shabbos ends. Because it turns out in that case that he's gone and walked on Shabbos in order to accomplish his own needs. When is this true? That's when you walked out to the end of the boundary and stay there until after Shabbos to do something which itself would have been forbidden on Shabbos. However, if he had gone to the end of the boundary and waited there till after Shabbos in order to then be able to more quickly do something which itself would have been permitted on Shabbos, then that is allowed. Ketzat, the Rambam will now illustrate what he means. It is forbidden for a person to go and wait by the boundary until after Shabbos is over to go and bring in fruits which are connected to the ground, or to hire workers, because you can't cut the fruits on Shabbos, you can't hire workers on Shabbos. However, it is permitted for him to go there and then be quicker to be able to reach his fruits in order to guard them, because it's permitted to guard fruits on Shabbos. And he can also do the same thing in order to bring an animal in, or to gather up fruits which had already been detached from the ground. Because an animal, you can call it, and it can come on its own, even though it was beyond the tchum. Uperos lushin, and fruits which had been detached, if there had just been proper walls which would have enabled him to carry at that point, so then he could have brought them in on Shabbos. And similarly, a person is allowed to say to his friend, tomorrow I'm going to a particular city, because if there were these little huts in between the two cities connecting them, enabling him to go beyond the Tchum and eventually reach that city, he could have gone there on Shabbos. And so too with anything which is similar to this. A person is allowed to say to a worker who he knows is available to come here and stay by me until after Shabbos. However, you can't say to him, come and be prepared for me for after Shabbos, because in that case, you've attended to your own needs on Shabbos. In addition to these things, it's also forbidden for a person to run or to jump on Shabbos. They shouldn't go about your regular path, that the walking you do on Shabbos shouldn't be like your regular weekday, mundane walking. However, if somebody needs to get a drink from inside of a cistern or some other form of well, so he's allowed to go and climb down even 100 amos and drink and then climb all the way back up. On Shabbos, it's also forbidden for a person just to have too much inane, idle chatter. The way you speak on Shabbos shouldn't be the same way you speak during the week. Though we said it beforehand, it's forbidden to run on Shabbos, it's permitted to run if you're running for the sake of a mitzvah. Go into Yavar to the base of Knesset, to the base of Medrash, she says if you're running to Shul, or you're running to the base Medrash. And though in the previous Brachim we had mentioned that it's forbidden to make calculations on Shabbos, and it's forbidden to measure things exactly on Shabbos, so you are allowed to do so if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. Go on Mikvah, Leida, Imyesh Kashir, Obeg, Leida, Imekabel Tumah, such as determining whether a particular mikvah has the proper amount of water in it so that somebody can immerse in it, or to determine whether a particular item of clothing is large enough to be able to receive impurity. Uposkin stakalaniyim, and you can designate amounts of money for poor people on Shabbos, but hochlin the bate kinesios, the bate midrashos, papilo the tarteos, utraklin, shel nachrim, the fakeach, iski rabbim Shabbos. And you can go around to different shuls and bate medresh, and even to places of non Jews, their palaces, their homes, in order to go and take care of the needs of the public on Shabbos. That's considered a Dvar Mitzvah as well. And we're allowed to set up, arrange a betrothal of a young girl, or to arrange that a particular boy should go and learn Torah, or to set up that he should become an apprentice to learn a particular craft. And we visit the sick, and we comfort the people that are mourning. And when somebody does go to visit somebody who's sick on Shabbos, you don't daven for him on Shabbos, but you say that, say it's Shabbos, so we're not able to call out, cry out in the way we might have on a mundane day, but hopefully, God willing, the cure will be close to coming. And you're allowed to wait by the border of the point where you're allowed to walk on Shabbos, in order so that on Motzei Shabbos you can quickly go in order to take care of needs of a bride who might need collections so that she can get married, or in order to get the proper materials necessary to bury a particular person. But Omer lo leich l'makom ploni lo matzas Hashem, havi makom ploni lo matzas b'mana havi b'masayim. And you can also give instructions about how to best go about in a savvy fashion accomplishing these things. So you go to this place rather than that place. And you can say, oh, go to this place because you can get it cheaper there. However, you have to be careful not to mention the exact amount of the sale. Because all the things that were just mentioned and anything similar to them are considered mitzvos. You shouldn't do your own needs. While it's true that your own needs, if done in a mundane fashion, is considered inappropriate. However, the needs of heaven, i.e. to do a mitzvah, that is permitted. Halacha Vav. Mafligim b'yam ha-gadol b'erev Shabbos l'dvar mitzvah. Upozei imo l'shvos ve'eno shoyz. A person is allowed to go out into the ocean, into the Mediterranean Sea, into a big body of water on Erev Shabbos, if it's for the purpose of accomplishing a mitzvah. And you try to make an agreement with the person who's in charge of the ship to stop on Shabbos. And then if he doesn't actually do so, then that's not up to you and you don't have to worry about it. You're allowed to remove a vow that somebody had taken on Shabbos. There's a particular process, Hataras Nedarim, we do right before Rosh Hashanah. So there's a process of removing a vow somebody might have taken, and you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, whether it's for the purpose of Shabbos or whether it is not for the purpose of Shabbos. And also you can go to a particular Chacham who has another process of removing a neder as well. So you're allowed to go to him on Shabbos if it's for the sake of Shabbos. Now, even though the person hypothetically could have done so before Shabbos, nonetheless, we allow them to do it on Shabbos because all these sort of things are considered a Dvar Mitzvah and therefore are permitted on Shabbos. Halacha Zayin. Ein onshin b'Shabbos, afal pi she'onesh mitzvah saseh, ein odoch ha-Shabbos. Beis Din does not administer punishment on Shabbos, even though technically it's a positive command for Beis Din to fulfill it. Nonetheless, it doesn't push aside Shabbos. Ketzad, the Rambam will illustrate. Harishin ischad based in Malkos Omisa, if somebody, unfortunately, was liable to receive lashes in Beis Din or to receive a capital punishment, he was going to be executed. Ein Malkos Nosova, Ein Omisa Nosova Shabbos. We don't whip him, we don't kill him on Shabbos. Shin Amar, but success. Those of our Eish Bechomosh Voseichem, Beyom HaShabbos, should not light a fire in all your dwellings on Shabbos. Zoaz Harla Beis Din, Shalu Yisrafu B'Shabbos. This is coming to exhort Beis Din not to burn somebody on Shabbos. Mishnah is Chayv Shrifa, somebody who would hypothetically have been deserving of being burned and would be on a regular weekday. And then we learn from there to all other types of punishments. It is permitted for a person to guard his fruit, his produce, on Shabbos, whether they were detached or whether they're still attached to the ground. And if somebody comes to take them, whether it's a person, an animal, so he's allowed to yell at them and hit them and distance them. Hold on 1 second, the Rambam says. Isn't this for the sake of your own business purposes? It's for your own need? So why is it permitted? Because when the Torah forbade this, it was only to acquire new things that you want now because you have the opportunity. You're not supposed to be opportunistic to acquire things on Shabbos. However, to guard the stuff that you already have in order to protect yourself, that which you already possess, that is permitted. What's this comparable to? That's like if you lock your door so that thieves shouldn't come in. If somebody is guarding his planted seeds from birds coming and taking them, or his cucumbers, his gourds, because of animals coming and taking them, he should not clap his hands or dance as he does during the week in order to keep them away. Because here there's a concern that maybe he'll grab a rock to throw at them, and he'll throw it arba'amos in the Rosh Hashanah. Halacha Yud. Kol advarim shehin asur mishum shvus, lo goes ralehen bein hashmashos, ela ba'atzmo shel yom hu shehin asurin avein hashmashos mutarin. All these different things, which are under the category of shvus, these rabbinic enactments to prevent somebody from violating the spirit of the day of Shabbos, so they were only enacted on the day of Shabbos itself. But by twilight, on Friday night, as it's getting dark, as it's getting close to Shabbos, so then they did not enact these. Hushia sham davar mitzvah o dochak. However, that's assuming that there's some reason why you need to do it, either because of some pressing matter which requires you to do this, or because it's a mitzvah. Okay, so the Rambam will now illustrate. Mutrlo ben hashmashos lalos be'ilon o lashod al pnei amayim l'havi lulav o shofar. During ben hashmashos of Erev Shabbos, it's permitted for him to climb up a tree or to go swimming in order to bring himself a lulav or a shofar, i.e. for a mitzvah purpose. V'chein morid minat ilon o motzi minat karmelos Erev Shasa. And also, he's allowed to bring down from a tree or to bring out of a karmelos an Erev that he is making in order to properly fix it. And similarly, if he's very, very pressed, he needs something, something's bothering him, he's distressed over it, he needs to get something done, and it's only an issue of shvus, so during Ben Hashmashos, during twilight, he's allowed to do it. However, if there was no reason to do this, it was just because you feel like doing it right now, it's not because it's very, very pressing, it's not because it's a dvar mitzvah, so then it's forbidden to do this. Therefore, you're not allowed to remove the tithe of Meiser from something which definitely needed that Meiser to be removed of it during twilight, because even though the whole concept is only shvus to remove it, nonetheless, you're still not allowed to because it's not as pressing and it's not a mitzvah. However, you are allowed to, as we saw in the previous parak, you are allowed to take off meiser from demai, produce which may have been already tithed by the Amma Aretz who owned it. So you are allowed to take it off in that case because then it's a much lesser issue anyhow. We really think that the meiser had been removed. If a minor is doing something on Shabbos, which is forbidden because of a shvus, only because of a rabbinic enactment, such as he removed something from a pot which didn't have a hole in it, or he carried something in a karmelis. So Beis Din does not have to stop him. And also, if his father allows him to act in this way, so then we don't have to yell at his father. There were certain things which Chazal forbade from a person moving them on Shabbos in the way that you would during the weekday. And why did they institute this in the first place? If the Nevi'im had exhorted us not to walk on Shabbos the same way that we walk, not to talk the same way on Shabbos that we talk during the week, as the Pasuk says, so then for sure, even more so, something which we move on Shabbos shouldn't be the type of thing that we would move during the weekday. So that way it not feel like a day which is mundane in his eyes. And then he'll come to lift and fix items that are in one place to another place. We buy the bias or from house to house. or to gather up stones or the like. Because by doing so, by him being busy with all these different matters, instead of being involved in the holiness of the day, he's going to be busy with all these different distractions. So then he will have violated the spirit of what the Torah had told us to do, which was to rest on Shabbos. Not only that, but if he's involved with items which their purpose is to do something which is forbidden on Shabbos, so then there's a chance that he might come to do that thing on Shabbos and violate Shabbos. There are some people who don't have anything to do anyhow. They're not people that have a craft. They're not people that are professionals. Instead, they just waste away their days. Go not to Yelen of Yoshe Kronos. There's those people that go out always just on adventures and people that are always just sitting around at the street corners. Shekoy mei hein shov to mimlacha. All the days of their lives, they are not working. And if it were permitted to walk and speak and carry things the regular way you do during the weekday, then on Shabbos they won't have rested any noticeable resting, because this is what they do all day. They're always just sitting around doing nothing. Therefore, the resting from these type of things, from walking, talking, and carrying things the way that we would do during the week, that's something which applies to all people, even people that don't have jobs and don't do much with their lives during the weekdays. And because of this, all the different reasons, the three that the Rambam just illustrated, that was why Chazal instituted the concept of moving things that you aren't allowed to move on Shabbos, in our terminology, muksa. And they forbade a person from moving any vessels that he doesn't need on Shabbos. Only ones that you need are you allowed to move, as the Rambam will be explained in the upcoming Prakim. Have a wonderful day.